I call this September 12, 2018 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. I am Chairman Harker and I'll be presiding over tonight's meeting. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Gochman?
Here.
Goins is absent. Horaz is absent. Markham?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
Vineyard?
Here.
And Harker?
Here. All right. May I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the July 18, 2018 special meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved. Second.
Okay. Are there any questions or amendments to the meetings?
No.
Can I get a roll call vote on the motion to approve the meeting minutes as is?
Yes. Markham?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Gochman?
Yes.
Harker?
Yes. All right, the minutes are approved. Moving on to the citizen comments. Are there any citizen comments from the public tonight regarding any topic that's not on tonight's agenda? Seeing there's none, we can move on to the public hearing portion. There is one public hearing scheduled for tonight's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of public regarding the proposed request that is being considered before the board tonight. Public testimony from persons present who wish to speak may be for or against the request or to ask questions of the petitioner regarding the request being heard. Those persons wishing to testify are asked to speak clearly, one at a time, state your name and who you represent, if anyone. You're asked to sign in at the podium if you haven't already done so. If you plan to speak during tonight's public hearing as a petitioner or a member of public, please stand, raise your right hand, and repeat after me. There you go. I, state your name. Do solemnly swear that the testimony I will present at this hearing is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Thank you. You can be seated. So we're going to receive the testimony from the petitioner and then all those who are in favor of the request and then those that are opposed and then any questions that the Planning and Zoning Commissioners might have to the petitioner. Can I have a motion to open public hearing on petition number PZC 2018-16?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. PZC 2018-16, Flight Team LLC petitioner has filed applications with the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, requesting special use permit approval for a proposed tavern for a craft beer tasting room with on-site consumption and future beer garden in a proposed new building zone B2 retail commerce business district within the Kendall Crossing planned unit development pursuant to Chapter 6, Table 10.06.03 of the Yorkville Zoning Ordinance. The real property is located generally north of US Route 34, West Veterans Parkway, and west of Illinois Route 47, North Bridge Street in Yorkville, Illinois. Okay, petitioner?
Kelly Helen on behalf of Flight Team. We're here tonight seeking approval of a special use for under the tavern provision for the property located directly south of Lighthouse Academy and somewhat adjacent to where the new Holiday Inn Express banquet facility will be. It's currently zoned B2. We believe that the zoning of this particular property is compatible with the city's comprehensive plan. And we have Ryan and Stephanie Phillips here tonight, and Tony and Emily Meeks. They're longtime residents of Yorkville. And they're seeking to open up a tasting room with on-site sales. It's not necessarily gonna be a place where you sit and have, you know, beers for hours on end, but you may taste some of the products. And then if you like them, certainly take some home. There's not gonna be on-site food preparation, but they will have snacks for sale, and they're actually hoping to coordinate with food trucks, so there will be food available on site for consumption. We're here tonight to answer any questions you may have. We believe this can be a very limited benefit to the Countryside subdivision.
Awesome. Thank you. Anybody? Anybody that are else that's in favor of would like to speak? Thank you, Kelly.
Hi, everybody. I'm Lynn Dubicek, DLK Economic Development Consultant for the City of Yorkville. I just want to say how it's been wonderful working with these couples, and they are next door neighbors and residents of Yorkville, and really trying to create, it's been the vision to create like an entertainment district over by the theater. And we'll also have another building going in over there that's a sit-down Mexican restaurant. This actual building is 7,000 square feet, and they're taking about 3,000 square feet of it. And we're really working hard to find some complementary other businesses to go into that building that they're going to be in that will complement their business for food. But it's really kind of creating that entertainment district that we've been so longing for over at that Kendall Crossing project. So it's just been, I'm really looking forward to seeing this, and I think it's an incredible new concept that's out there in a lot of different communities. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else in favor would like to speak? Sure.
I can speak and I can also answer any questions. So I'm Melissa Phillips, part of Flight Team. So yeah, this is a fairly new kind of idea that's coming big. It's in the city. There are some places very similar to Lake Park, Romeoville. And right now, you know, the four of us travel quite a ways to go to such an establishment. And it's kind of like silly that we would travel so far when we can have something here. When we have a lot of our friends who have similar interests and you know, they like beer like we do. And so it's a niche that we would be like to fill here in Yorkville. Like, why leave when you can stay? So it's a bring your own food. So we, you know, we'll have snacks, packaged snacks, which, you know, helps us avoid needing a kitchen. We would like to have food trucks, again, another niche that could be filled for Yorkville. It's bring your own food, so you could get a to-go from another restaurant and bring it in. You could have a pizza deliver. And so, you know, parents, they want to come have some beers with friends, bring snacks for your kids, keep them happy. So that there's a lot of opportunity there, and again, it's not something that we've made up. It's kind of a plan, of kind of a business plan that's been in process at some similar businesses.
One of my son's favorite haunts up in Round Lake is a place where they don't serve food, but they have all kinds of to-go menus on the table where things can be delivered. Is that what you have in mind here as
Absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely. That is exactly it. And actually, back home, my husband and I are from Michigan, there is a similar restaurant, and they have food. When we were there, no one's eating. So, you know, Tony has experience running a bar and a restaurant, and if that's dealing with food, if that's something that we don't have to deal with, we would just prefer not to. Really focus on what we want to do and doing it well.
Is this building already in existence?
No, it is not.
Okay. Are you going to use the whole 7,000 feet?
No, we are not. We have about 3,000 of the 7,000, and are looking for other businesses to move into that.
What's your timeline?
We are hoping to break ground around the 1st of October and open as soon as possible.
Okay.
No, we are not a brewery. So that's, you know, I think that was kind of like a misconception. I think there's benefits to not being a brewery, because then you tend to only have your own beer. This is actually kind of a, it's kind of like a fancy liquor store in a way, where we will have everyone's beer. And so we can have tap rotations, and we can, you know, we can do a lot more and have a lot more flexibility than if we were an actual brewery.
Excellent. Okay.
Any other questions?
Thank you. Anybody else that's in favor? Like to speak? That was sworn in? Okay. Anybody that would like to speak that's in opposition? Seeing that there's none. Any more questions do we have for the?
I have one quick question. Christy, the food truck, where is it?
The food truck
provision within our ordinances.
We do not have one currently. We have a mobile vendor's license that's issued through the
same thing.
Yeah, through the city clerk's office.
Okay.
So that we have that provision. Actually, staff is working on a food truck ordinance, which will probably go to Economic Development Committee next month in October, and then you'll probably see it in November.
But there really is no difference than what we were permitting them the mobile.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
It's just putting it down as food truck.
Yes,
okay.
They would have a mobile vendor's license through the licensing department of the city clerk's office. And then they have to get approved through the county health department.
Right, awesome, thank you.
A question. The kind of picturing what's it going to look like when you get it up and running and stuff. Is it going to be like in the beer section, you know, like at Benny's, like how there's just an absolute ton? Do like a pick your own six pack type stuff or whatever?
Yes. So kind of like envision. I'm sorry, we didn't bring any visuals.
That's
or anything.
Okay.
So really what we envision is one side being a wall of beer, just different kinds, different breweries, imports, locals, regionals. One thing we wanted to highlight is potentially highlighting what's on tap at our restaurants. Like Crusade has a ton of great beers. You can't take them home. So, the thought is here's what's on tap at Millhurst. Here's what's on tap at Crusade, because you can only have it there. Right? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like one half. Most will be room temp. There will be some in coolers to take home. The other part, there's a lot of tables. There's tables for four people. We have one, the Beast is 12. So it's a 12-foot table. It seats a lot of people. What we wanted to do is kind of have a social place. Come, unplug, be a human, interact with your friends. Play games, right? Just chat, enjoy beer, which basically is what we do together all the time. So really have a venue that you can just come and do that. We don't plan on having TVs. The only TV is the menu, right? We don't plan on slots. So it's not a sports bar. It's a social place. We want to have book clubs. We've been contacted by running clubs. There's a lot of social events that kind of stem from having a venue like this.
Excellent. Okay. Thanks.
And then sorry, there's more.
but wait, there's more.
We are going to have like a garage door, which goes to a beer garden. Mm-hmm. So that's like having another outdoor space. Again, something we don't have.
Right.
And not having food allows us to really open the door and have, free flow. So we're very excited about that.
Excellent. And so you're saying you want to break ground in October?
Yes.
You should maybe think about having like a kickoff Oktoberfest.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Before it, I don't know if you could get a permit or something like that, but that'd be fun,
Yeah, there's a lot of potential.
And I know there should be a session. I know, sorry. Okay. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Thanks. Okay, since all the testimony's been taken, can I get a motion to... Oh, I'm sorry, Christy.
Sorry.
We're only having a minute left.
I was just briefly, staff did a review of all the standards that were a part of a special use. So we talked with parking and traffic. They are well overparked, so they're fine there. Traffic, the full access to the property is offered at the northwest corner of the site. So while right in right turn, only egress is provided at the southwest corner of Kendall Circle near the intersection of Kendall Drive. The concept is that most of this traffic pattern will be an internal private roadway, so there should be no issues of congestion. Adequate utilities are provided. This is consistent with the comprehensive plan, which sees this as destination commercial, and the petitioner has responded to their standards in the packet, which, if you like,
yes,
you can have them entered into the record.
Good.
Okay. And finally, we just made a distinction between why certain things are considered taverns and why certain things are allowed to come through outright as restaurants. So you see a table in there which addresses all the businesses that have tavern licenses as permitted through the clerk's office, and then what zoning sees as a tavern. So you have a clear distinction. So liquor stores, they are a permitted use, and they are outright allowed in businesses. So they don't have a food component, and they're just retail only. There's no on-site consumption. So that's where a tavern comes in, where they don't have that food component as well at the restaurant, but they do have on-site consumption. So that's why we consider it a special use. So this is similar. Yeah, and this is similar to the law office, which also has special use for a tavern.
Excellent.
You're welcome.
And then we're going to do this later.
Okay.
Seeing there's no more testimony, can I get a motion to close the testimony and of this public hearing, please?
So moved.
Second.
All right, roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Markham?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Gachman?
Yes.
Harker?
Yes. All right, so the motion's closed. So moving on to down to new business, we're just closed out of the public hearing portion of it. So the new business is PZC 2018-16. Flight Team LLC petitioner has filed applications with the. Okay, fantastic. Can we make that a new standard?
Yeah.
New standard. Okay. Awesome. I think what you guys are doing is awesome. And I would like to see it just thrive. I think it's a perfect spot out there, in that commercial district, like you're saying, Lynn, how you mentioned about making an entertainment zone. It's coming along nicely. So the one thing that I'd like to do is I'd like to go through and read out the special use criteria, make sure that we're all on board with the criteria here, okay? Excuse me. So section 10-4-9F of the city zoning ordinance establishes standards for special use requests. No special use shall be recommended by the plan commission unless the commission shall find that, one, the establishment, maintenance, and operation of the special use will not be unreasonable, detrimental, or endanger the public health, safety, morals, comfort, or general welfare. The special use will not be injurious to the use and enjoyment of other property in the immediate vicinity for the purpose already permitted, nor substantially diminish or impair the property values within the neighborhood in which it is to be located. The establishment of the special use will not impede the normal and orderly development and improvement of the surrounding properties for uses permitted in the district. Adequate utilities, access roads, drainage, and other necessary facilities have been or are provided. Adequate measures have been or will be taken to provide ingress and egress so designed as to minimize traffic congestion in the public streets. And finally, the proposed special use is not contrary to the objectives of the official comprehensive plan of the city as amended. Which, what you're proposing, your request, does not interfere with any of those. Okay. Do you have any questions on or?
Nope.
Okay, you agree?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Jeff? Okay. Fantastic. Anything else? Any other questions? Awesome. All right. Can I have a motion to approve the findings of facts and the petition number PZC 2018-16?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes.
Olson. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Who seconded it?
I did.
Awesome. Bill, would you please read that?
I'd be glad to. Correct. Consideration of testimony presented during the public hearing on September 12, 2018. And discussion of the findings of fact, Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council, a request for special use authorization for the operation of a proposed new tavern with a tasting room and packaged bottle sales in a new construction commercial building, Zone B2 General Business District, PUD, within the Kendall Crossing development, located generally north of US 34 Veterans Parkway and west of Illinois 47 North Bridge Street.
Excellent. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Yes. Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Gockman?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
Harker?
Yes. The motion is approved. Congratulations. Okay, additional business?
Just a city council update. The last petition that was before us was a text amendment for telecommunications. You guys had Jason here, and that was approved by city council.
Excellent.
Riveting, Jason.
I get the really fun ones.
So much more clear now.
Awesome. Seeing there's nothing further on tonight's agenda, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say no. It's adjourned at 7:21.